This is your pilot speaking. You're checking in to Anything to Declare with your on-air hostesses, Joey and Libby.
Come fly with me, let's fly away.
Hello, here we are, we're back for a whole hour till 2 p.m. It's Joey and Libby, you're listening to Anything to Declare. So this week we're chatting about global nightlife and drinking culture. So we've got some real party bangers lined up.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. That was, what, Diana Ross. And so don't forget, you can tweet us. We are now tweeting, apparently, on @thisisLSR. And I think the message board may not still be working.
Which is sad, because I do want some kind of activity going.
I want some activity also, because we want to solve those international problems. We really could do with, you know, people messaging in the problems.
Yeah. But I mean, these people that keep contacting me personally, they're not going to last forever. So I feel like we need to get some friends involved as well.
So, yeah, at 5:30, we will be playing our international song of the week once again. And absolutely, yeah, that'll be an enjoyable experience anyway, yeah, for sure. Yeah. And we're actually joined by a guest today. So we will hear from Pippa, her Anything to Declare. So definitely stick around for that. It's going to be in for a treat for sure.
Okay, baby, it's all right. We believe we're gonna have a good time tonight.
Was Cool and the Gang with Celebrate. You're listening to Anything to Claire on Leeds Student Radio.
We got to apologise for what just went on there. That was really shambolic. It's still a shambolic. Yeah, we're sorted. We saved it. We've done it. We've nailed it.
We haven't been doing this for the last 4 months.
No, so. We are. Yeah. No, but to be fair, you know, we're trying new things and
apparently we can't pull it off.
Yeah. So as I said, we're joined with Pippa in the studio. Say hi, Pippa.
Hi. Thanks for having me, guys.
That's nice.
Welcome to the show.
So Pippa didn't actually study abroad and she's been very aware of the show, an avid listener, massive fan. And she's been a bit, you know, moaning maybe because she hasn't been invited, because she doesn't quite make the cut. However, she did do a year in industry, so we'll have her here anyway.
Oh, wow. I also think that Hertfordshire is very exotic.
Yes, so. In many, many ways.
Many ways.
So you've got things to add. So as we know, last week was weekend was Valentine's.
Yeah.
Joey, did you have a good day?
I did have a good day. Mm-hmm. I have a boyfriend. Sorry, everyone. And I really underestimated him. I felt really bad. So the day before, we were hanging at our friend's house, and I was like, you know, like, I've made you a card, so have you bought me one yet? And he was like, no, I haven't. And I was like, go get it, because I'm with you until tomorrow, so, like, you know, there's no time for you to get it when I'm not with you.
Sure.
And he was like, oh, okay. Okay, fine, yeah. We were watching a film, and you had to get up and leave the film. And like not in a movie theatre or anything, in a friend's house, and going at my card and come back, and he came back with a present and the card. He was like, oh, I had to go home and get it, I bought it a couple of days ago. And I was like, oh my god, I feel so bad. The next day I wake up and I was like, here's my really rubbish card that I made you. And he gave me his card with a present, and then he was like, oh, and I've booked dinner for us tonight. And I was like, oh my god, I'm so mean. Anyway, we were really hungover from the night before, so we decided not to do the Valentine's dinner on Valentine's because it was going to be
too hungover.
We were just going to be,
you save a lot of money not booking it on that day because you know they go all out.
Yeah, but it was very sweet and I own
practicalities of love.
Livy knows.
Pips, what did you do?
I went something called, I'm embarrassed to say, Galentine's.
Yes,
I mean,
I saw so many hashtags of like Galentine's. Like what? I mean, now I can speak from my pedestal where I'm now in a relationship. I haven't been for the last 22 years. So, what is Galentine's?
A lot of drinking. Yeah, wine. Lot of chocolate. A lot of food in general.
A lot of gals.
A lot of crying.
A lot of gals.
Drowning my sorrows.
Yeah.
No crying. Not this year.
Is it a friend's house?
Yeah. We went out for dinner. Very lucky.
Where?
To Meat and Liquor.
I haven't been yet. There's one in London.
Pretty meaty,
yeah. Perfect Valentine's. Yeah. What about you, Libby? What did you do?
Well, I'm going to say actually this year's Valentine's better than last year, which was freezing conditions, sat with my homemade dinner in a bucket hat, looking out the window.
So sad.
But
we did go to Cuba the next day.
We
were in Cuba this time last year.
We were.
Drinking rum cokes on the beach.
On the beach.
Trying to break into private beach parties and getting rejected on arrival. Yeah, George Lucas, if you're listening, give us a phone in. Let's talk about Cuba.
Let's just bang on about it again. Pips, where were you this time last year?
This time last year, I was actually in Mexico.
Hey.
We were so close.
So
probably
close.
Could have waved.
Right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You were drinking rum. I was drinking tequila.
Yeah. So whereabouts Mexico did you go? Did you do the whole Cancun thing?
No.
Spring break.
I tried to stay away from the Americans as much as possible.
Yeah. Right.
Went to Oaxaca, which is actually spelt like Oaxaca, which I didn't realise until I was pronouncing it Oaxaca to all the Mexicans that I met out there. So big
shout
out to
them. I'm
sorry,
I'm so confused. It's spelt in Spanish like Oaxaca.
A-C-A-A.
But it's pronounced Oaxaca.
Oaxaca.
I've been to the restaurant in London, Oaxaca, on South Bank. Is that, and it's Mexican?
I should have known.
You should have known.
Libby's really excited. She's got these little chili seeds that you can grow yourself instead of matches.
I think
you've shown me more than three times. still dying, dying in her purse and not growing anywhere.
One day they will grow. Yeah. But that's cool. You were in Mexico. How long did you go out for?
I was there for 2 weeks visiting a friend who was on a study abroad. Because clearly I'm a study abroad wannabe. Like, here I am.
Yeah.
Anything to declare.
Yeah. The only place to be for study abroad.
That's lovely. So we'll keep the love theme. Not that we have a love theme, but
tears. Yeah. Come on, guys. I'll console you through this song.
Always love in the air.
All right. So here we got Moon Boots.
We'll be right back.
Hello, us again. You're listening to Anything to Declare on Leeds Student Radio, and that was Moon Boots with Love Strong.
Yeah.
Right, so, yeah. Today, I have a little questionnaire-ish thing. Basically, I've been looking up global nightlife and doing some research on the topic.
Sure.
And there are a few very unusual traditions from around the world. And actually, if you can guess where these places are, that'd be really... really good.
So is that the game? We guess,
but it's not the game.
Oh, that's not the game.
So the game is just to see where you, what would be your most, you know, where would you most like to go?
Okay, sure.
So the first place, they've got two bars to choose from. Okay, it's called the Clinic Bar, and it's in Singapore. Have you heard of it?
Oh wait, Pips, you were just in Singapore.
I've just been to Singapore, but I've not heard of.
Okay, so basically, what happens is
I used to live there.
Libby has a really strenuous tie to Singapore.
I live there.
Many, many years ago. Okay, right. The Clinic Bar in Singapore. You sit in wheelchairs. It's basically like a hospital. So you sit in wheelchairs and you drink cocktails from IV drips, which are all like pink and red, like blood. And you sit and drink them, and all the people dressed as nurses and doctors.
What? Who's serving you?
Who's serving you?
To get in?
No. Who are serving you? And you kind of have to sit. It's very like, you know, if you think scary movie, Silent Hill kind of hospital, like. Like, I've seen pictures, all very white and blue.
Are they naughty nurses, though?
I don't know, not really. Like, scary nurses. So you go in there to, like, be scared a little bit.
So you're drinking through the straw.
Through the straw of the IV, but you want to, like, carry around this, like, this IV drip with you as you go around. And I think it's very good for, like, maybe quite interesting, but not a great place to pick up people. Okay, right. And then the second one is called the Sunland Pub. It's in South Africa. And it's a bar which only holds 15 people, and it's built inside a 6,000-year-old tree.
That is cool.
That is cool.
Right? And it's been open since 1933.
Wow.
But you can only be in there with 14 other people.
But that's quite cool. So how do you get in there? Do you know?
So the tree is... it's got like a little doorway. It's like being in like a woodland creature escapade, I guess. And you walk in and then you sit in the tree. I can imagine it's quite dark in there. And no candles. And then you drink...
slightly flammable.
Yeah, and you drink South African brews.
That's cider really cool. It's quite intimate. I quite like
exclusive,
that.
Yeah.
So where would you like to go out of those two?
Probably the tree.
Probably
I don't
the
know.
Tree.
Yeah. Okay. I feel like the whole
unsurprising.
The
drip. Yeah. Wait, maybe I didn't sell it well. Okay. And second category is clubs. So I've got three clubs you can choose for. Two in England, one's in America. So the first one is called Minuscule of Sound. Have you heard of it?
No.
It's in Hackney. And it only holds 14 people, and it's got one DJ and one bouncer. And it's like you're going into like an old Portaloo, and it's supposed to be like the smallest club in London. Instead of the Minister of Sound, it's the Minuscule of Sound.
Oh, that's so cute.
Okay. The second one is called Club for Climate. And basically, it's in London, you stand on the dance floor and you dance as hard as possible, and your movement on the floor creates energy for the club.
Does Libby not do that like most nights?
Yeah,
anyway.
She's just a stumper.
I'm all about obviously the green energy.
So 60% of the club's energy is generated by your feet on the dance floor.
That's amazing.
Respect that.
Yeah.
It's kind of like those shoes that you stamp on and flashing lights
like
come
that.
Out, but the whole
but
club.
It helps all the club. Yeah. And apparently you get free entry if you arrive in like a bike helmet or in show in some way that you are friendly,
environmentally friendly.
Yeah.
Hey.
Okay, and then the third one. It's called Baby Loves Disco, right?
Not sure where this is going.
Okay, and it's about okay. The mantra is busy mums who still want to party. So it's mums who can bring their babies along, and you can party in the day. So it's like 3 till 5. You bring your kids. It's like soft walls. And you just like run around with other mums.
I'm not sure I'm quite the audience for that one.
Well,
but... I'd say also good for Libby as well. I mean, she's not going to get any injuries.
Yeah, it's true. Soft rules, exactly. Soft play.
That's cool. It's kind of, you know, Morning Gloryville that's coming up.
Yeah.
Have you seen that? Are you going to that?
Yeah, I think so. I think I'd give it a try.
So it's like a morning,
morning party, yeah.
Party, yeah. But it's pretty early, so I'm not too sure I can actually make that. So as promised, we have an international song of the week. Talking about nightlife this week, and we found So Joe and I Did Our Year Abroad in Canada, blah blah blah. And in North America, there's a huge country music scene, and it's the kind of thing that I thought was a bit of a joke at first. Like, I didn't think there were really people into this. I thought it was kind of a bit gimmicky, but actually, it turns out a club called Cowboys, people love to dress up as cowboys and listen to country music. So we must confess, we have actually already played this song when we went on Jackson Presents, but here we've got Luke Bryan with Country Girl.
Hey girl, but it wouldn't. Got a little boom in my big truck. Gonna open up the doors and turn it up. Gonna stomp my boots in the Georgia mud. Gonna watch you make me fall in love. Get up on the hood of my daddy's tractor. Up on the toolbox, it don't matter. Down on the tailgate, girl, I can't wait to watch you do your thing. Shake it for the young bucks sitting in the honky-tonks. For the rednecks rocking till the break of dawn. The DJ's spinning that country song. Come on, come on, come on. Shake it for the birds, shake it for the bees. Shake it for the catfish swimming down deep in the creek. For the crickets and the critters and the squirrels. Shake it to the moon, shake it for the girl. Oh, country girl, shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me. Country girl, shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me. Somebody sweet little farmer child. They got a little blood to get a little wild. Ponytail and a pretty smile. Rope me in for my country mile. So come on over here and get in my arms. Spin me around this big old barn. Tangle me up like grandma's yarn. Shake it for the young bucks sitting in the honky-tonks. For the rednecks rocking till the break of dawn. For the DJ spinning that country song. Come on, come on, come on. Shake it for the birds, shake it for the bees. Shake it for the catfish swimming down deep in the creek. For the crickets and the critters and the squirrels. Shake it to the moon, shake it for the girl. Country girl, shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me, girl. Shake it for me.
You're listening to Anything to Declare. That was Luke Bryan, was it?
Yeah, it was. Good, the country American country singer.
Thank God we had that one in our Tuesdays. It brightened me up right away. To finish my game, which is obviously really fun because every time the best time ever, we're talking about drinks, weird drinks. So you've got four to choose from, and okay, you can imagine they're all made in exactly the same way. You take a bottle of alcohol and you just put this animal in it and then leave it to ferment. Right, whoa. I know, right? Libby's face is just in shock. Okay, so we got what the first one is lizard wine. So ooh, you just take a lizard, you put it in there 12 months later. Second one, baby mouse wine. Aww. So you take like loads of baby mice and you put them in a bottle of alcohol and then you drink it later. Apparently the baby mouse wine is supposed to like apparently cure liver problems.
Right.
That's a lie.
Oh, yeah, according to the Chinese and the Korean. And then seagull wine, you just take one big dead seagull and you leave it in the sun. So
no,
yeah. How grim is that? And then the last one hasn't got an animal in it, but it's called pizza beer. And it was made in USA, obviously, in Illinois. And it's some sort of alcohol, which is brewed with oregano, as they would say, basil, tomato, and garlic. And then you put the margarita pizza with the alcohol, and then you kind of seep it through like a tea bag. So you have pizza beer.
I mean, I would try that.
So that's the most likely to be tried, if I'm honest.
Sure, I mean, probably not the baby mouse thing.
Oh. I would have baby mouse over seagull, I think.
Ooh. What do they... Yeah, well...
I feel like Libby might go for a curveball and do lizard.
Yeah, she is quite like Libby. Lizard Libby. Right, next section. Agony aunt, more of me talking. Yay! So, every week, people contact me privately about things that are going on with their lives, something to do with travelling, you know, whether they're away or going away or want to go away. And I, and me, Libby, and Pippa today as well, which I'm hoping you have some really good advice on you, can give them advice, give them feedback. They're obviously listening live from wherever they are in the world, and they can take the advice and apply it to their lives, hopefully bettering the situation.
Sure.
So today, we have, dear Joey and Libby, I have a seriously bad fear of snoring. And you know what? I did try and look up the problem, like the definition of fear of snoring, but there isn't one. Don't ask. Right, it's a general sound, vibration, the whole nasal affair makes me feel nauseous. I even have to move rooms if my boyfriend starts to snore, and we've been together for 3 years. I'm off travelling around Asia and only have the budget for big shared hostel dorms. I'm terrified that I won't be able to sleep a wink the entire time I'm there, and I'm gone for 3 months. I don't particularly want to take sleeping pills every night because the next day I'll wake up too groggy, and also I can't drink on them. I need some advice. Light sleeper Lucy.
Wow. So
that's quite a dilemma.
So is this something that she's diagnosed with? Well, is this, you're saying this is a natural thing, you found this?
I didn't find out the name, but I'm sure that being so irritated by snoring cannot let you sleep is a thing. I think my dad has it. So, you know, she can't afford to get private rooms. People snore, and that's a serious thing, especially big fat Australians after a few drinks. So...
she's got to just join the Australians and...
snore.
Yeah,
getting really drunk every night. The thing is, my friend was telling me how, because she hates snoring, she used to go up to strangers and turn them over
the
dorm.
Yeah.
Well, I guess if you're sleeping and you're snoring so much, you probably wouldn't notice if some small child, I don't know why I said child, some small girl like comes and turns you.
Yeah, but I still think that's slightly weird because you don't really know the people in your dorm. Yeah. But it's a difficult one. I think she... is more that she needs to try and like work through the problem, I guess, because she is not going to be able to stop everyone snoring. If she's in like a 20-man dorm, she can't just keep turning everyone all night. She won't get a wink of sleep either.
Constantly turning it in like it's a spit roast. Okay, right, sorry. I meant like a pig on a roast. Anyway, let's keep going. So the second one is hey girls, I'm currently out here in Cape Town and having the best time ever. I hiked up Table Mountain the other day with a few friends and ended up meeting a guy at the top. We sat and talked for hours and watched the sunset. He is incredible, and we swapped numbers and maybe even a little kiss. I really want to see him again, and he has texted me, but I leave South Africa to go to Argentina in 2 weeks. Part of me wants to have a world affair, but knowing me, I'll fall in love and then won't be able to leave / enjoy the rest of my travels because I'll be constantly wanting to talk to him. Should I risk it?
Ooh.
So I guess it depends on how far you can trust yourself in falling in love. But I would do it. I'd get in touch.
Yeah, I think... I mean, I don't know, but there's a lot of that stuff when you're abroad and you're in, like, the heat of the moment and, like, things just get really... and you think this is real life, and then in reality you're like, this is not really real life sometimes. I mean, I'm ruining this.
Yeah.
You're shattering these dreams.
Shattering the dreams.
And there's so many other exciting things, like Argentina, to look forward to.
Yeah. All that tango dancing.
Yeah, which is...
Not salsa.
Yeah,
exactly. So maybe she should let him leap. Let the lion sleep, or let the sleeping lions lay.
Okay, sure.
Okay, right. And the third one, which I actually think is the worst, and I think this actually needs some advice. Would you please listen to me?
I'll listen this time.
Libby hasn't been listening, as you can probably tell. Okay, right. Oh God, the total worst thing ever has happened. I'm currently on a ski season in Whistler. Great fun.
Nice.
Potential life change style. With my girlfriend from Bristol. I'm from here too. We're both having an amazing times, but I work in a bar and she works on the slopes, so we've been quite separate. We're living quite separate lives. And if I'm honest, I feel as though we've been drifting quite considerably since we moved here 5 months ago. I was out the other night with people I work with at the bar, and I was horribly, horribly drunk. I ended up kissing another girl I work with who also happens to be friends with my girlfriend. If I'm honest, I think we should break up, but I don't know how I should tell her what I should do about the girl at work. From a guy in need. Guy. Another coincidental name. I just can't. That's great. Yeah.
So I guess so. You're saying that he's working at the bar, so he's doing what, working nights? She's working daytimes. It's not
their lives
really...
are just not connected anymore. Yeah. They've just drifted apart. They're in a very like Whistler's Big party place.
There's a lot, yeah, a lot of young people around anyway. And I think, so he knows a lot of other people out there as well. Well, and he's wanting to break up with her.
He wants to break up
with her.
He wants to break up with her, but he's made a mistake by kissing this girl before he said that he wants to break up with her.
But he's got, if he wants to break up with her, he's got to go for it. He can't just dilly-dally and wait for Joey and Libby to tell him to do it.
I don't know why he's got in contact, really.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Because we were like, do it.
Do it. Just break up with her. But how did you break... He's probably living with her, Whistler.
Oh,
They both seem quite settled, though, doing their own things.
Yeah, so. There's a lot of people. They have a lot of friends out there probably already.
And also, Whistler's the kind of place where if you tried, you probably couldn't bump... I mean, the bars... There are lots of bars and lots of house parties and stuff, so it's kind of like if you tried not to see someone, you probably... I mean, life is annoying and it will bring them back together, but I'm hoping that they could have time apart, maybe stay at each other's friends' houses.
Yeah, I mean, they've been there for several months already and they've got more time. I think that, you know, he's got the support there.
Yeah, and he's got support from us.
Yeah, and we're saying, do it.
Break her heart. So, the final one is Worried Wendy. She's back.
She's back.
Last, just to give you an update, Pippa, last week Worried Wendy wrote in saying that her daughter was going to Honduras and she was scared that she was going to get in some kind of trouble, maybe with, you know, the Honduran people or the police, or just do something silly, wake up drunk on a pier and get arrested. She didn't know really what's legal and illegal there. And also she was scared because, you know, she's going so far away. Will she be able to get in contact? So her daughter has been away for a week.
Okay. And this is the update.
This is the update. Hello, Elizabeth and Joanna, once again. Worried Wendy is always Wendy. Worried Wendy is also always very formal.
She is formal.
It's a good fun. My daughter has been in Honduras for the week, and I haven't heard much from her as she claims internet is bad and she can't access a computer. I feel too worried not hearing from her for days at a time. Should I maybe offer to pay her phone bills, or should I let her be? Worrying still. Comma, Worried Wendy.
Oh, okay. So, Wendy... I feel like we've calmed her since last week.
I do. I think the tone is definitely
more and I subdued. Think that's thanks to us. So I'm pretty proud of myself of that.
She's clearly been listening to the show over and over again for the past
on repeat.
On Audio Boom, by the way, which is where our podcasts are, which you can listen to the show. If you don't,
this will be up on Audio Boom shortly.
Yeah,
not currently because this is live.
Yeah,
as you can tell.
Yeah.
So she's what, offering to pay for
her phone bill?
That'd be too much.
Exactly.
Not.
If you pay for her phone bill, A, expensive, but also her daughter will feel so, like, claustrophobic.
Yeah, definitely. She's kind of like...
She's out, she's partying.
Too much. Yeah. I think Wendy needs to hold on out there still, as we were saying.
Mm-hmm.
She, you know, give her a bit of a chance. She'll get in touch. She just has to work, because it's difficult when you're at home and you're living your life and she's out there and everything is crazy and so much fun that she doesn't really, you know...
It's hard to connect.
Yeah. But... Just hold in there, Wendy. She'll get in touch. And just don't... I just think, you know, just remember to take that step back because she is, you know, living her life out there.
I also feel as though Wendy may have replaced her daughter with us. I feel like she may be getting in contact maybe every day, maybe...
She pay my phone bill?
Yeah.
Exactly. Like, can she give us some kind of money so we can get interviews going or like something like that?
Sure. I mean, if she steps up to pay Pippa's phone bill,
we can have her on the show. Maybe
everyone's a winner.
Maybe we should get Worried Wendy in.
We should. We promised that last week. Instead, we bought Pippa. But
I could be worried. I'm quite worried.
I'm quite worried. Yeah, sure.
So, Worried Wendy. I keep calling her Worried Wendy, but we will hear from you back. We'll get back to you soon. So now we're going to listen to a bit of Montel Jordan. This is how we do it. It's Friday night, and I feel alright. The party's here on the west side, so I reach for my 40 and I turn it up. Designated driver, take the keys to my truck. Hit the shawl cause I'm faded. Honey's in the streets, say money, yo, we made it. It feels so good in my hood tonight. The summertime skirts and the guys ain't canine. All the gangbangers forgot about the drive-by. You gotta get your groove on before you go get paid. So tip up your cup and throw your hands up and let me hear the party say, I'm kind of buzzed and it's all because this is how we do it. South Central does it like nobody does. This is how we do it. To all my neighbors.
surveyor. If you're an OG Mac or a wannabe player, you see the hood's been good to me ever since I was a lowercase G. But now I'm a big G. The girls see I got your money, $100 bills, y'all. If you were from where I'm from, then you would know that I gotta get mine in a big black truck. You can get yours in a 6-4. Whatever it is, the party's underway. So tip up your cup and throw your hands up and let me hear the party say, I'm kind of buzzed, so because
this is how we do it.
Ooh, South Central does it like nobody does.
This is how we do it.
To all my neighbors, you got much flavor.
This is how we do it.
Let's flip the track, bring the old school back.
This is how we do it.
I'm kind of buzzed, so because on a time in 94, Montel made no money and life show us slow. And all they said was 6'8 he stood, and people thought the music that he made was good. Delivered DJ and Paul was his name. He came up to money, this is what he said. You and OG are gonna make some cash, sell a million records and we're making the dash. Oh, I'm buzzing the club.
This is how we do it.
South Central dancing like nobody does.
This is how we do it.
To all my neighbors, you got much.
This is how we do it.
I'll never come whack on an old school track.
This is how we do it.
I'm kind of buzzed, so because
this is how we do it.
So central dancing like nobody does.
This is
nobody
how we
does.
Do it.
Oh, it's party time.
This is how we do it.
Straight up coming from the west side.
This is how we do it.
OG's got the flavor.
That's right, it's this time of the week again. It's Anything to Declare.
Woo-hoo.
So this week we're joined by Pippa. She's live in the studio and she's got a confession, an international story to tell, to give us here today. So Pip, what have you got to tell us?
More of a bit of an embarrassing one than a confession.
That's
so
exactly what we need.
I saved up my money from, you know, working hard while you guys were partying in all Canada. And I decided to go travelling with my sister around Europe. So hopped on that Interrail train. And finally, when she left, after 2 weeks with her, I was on my own in the big bad world. When I met some like new girls in Croatia, loads of fun, decided to go partying in Hvar in Croatia, and realised that you had to get a boat to the Carpe Diem Island, where the club is.
Ooh, Carpe Diem Island sounds great!
YOLO.
Yeah.
And then having, you know, pre-drunk a bit, played some cards, all of that stuff, with these three girls that I didn't really know that well, I suffered the worst seasickness of my life.
No.
On the way to the club. Realised that I had to, once I got there, I'd also have to get a boat back. So stayed for as long as possible until the club closed at about 6 a.m. and then threw up the whole way home as well. Money well spent, money well spent. So I would go back.
On your way over?
Yeah.
Were you vomiting up all the alcohol that you had bought and drunk?
Yeah.
So when
correct.
You got to the club, you were sober?
Yeah.
With a bunch of people you don't really know?
Yeah. They were having a great time though. You know, I was just wiping the chand off my face. But that's okay.
I actually had quite a similar experience when I was in Honduras and I was diving. Much like Worried Wendy's daughter. And,
do not worry her.
Do not worry her. So, no. I had gone out the night before and I decided it was like a free dive. And I really didn't like diving. After I got my open water, I decided I'd never dive again because I really didn't like it. It was all about the nose squishiness. Like, you know what I mean? The water on the nose and eyes. Anyway, I went down to however many... No, that's not true. I got into the water and you had to fall back with your stuff, with your kit on. And then it was quite rough waves and I just started like vomiting on top of the water. and then, because obviously you're not really thinking about swimming while you're in that state, I was floating further and further away from the boat. And then I finally got like brought back in or whatever. And the guy was like, what's wrong? And I was like, I'm just not having it. I went down to like 12 metres or however, and I swam around, saw like an eel, and I was really not feeling it. Like, I don't like eels anyway. I got back on the boat, and it had taken an hour to get there. They were doing an hour break between the next dive, then an hour, another 45 minute dive, and then an hour home. So I had to spend 3.5 hours just lying there like a you know, like a sick little whale, like on the boat, and everyone coming up and being like, are you okay? And then they started taking photos of me because I sleep with my eyes open. Just like one awful turn of events just kept getting worse and worse and worse.
Wow, Jerry, wow.
I know. That's so, my anything to declare.
That's a treat. We've had a double whammy of anything to declare here.
Just over lunchtime. I hope everyone's feeling hungry.
Gonna have vegetable soup for lunch.
That's a great story, Pips. We'd probably fine you as custom officers.
That's better than last week's.
We give you a serious fine for that.
Yeah, I think you might get $1,000.
$1,000?
Worried Wendy's paying my phone bill.
Yeah,
I've got money for spare.
Now.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Brilliant. Time's running out. Is time running out? Time's running out. Joey, what are we talking about next week? What's happening next week?
Next week, in the light of the Oscars, who will win? Will it be Eddie Redmayne? Will it be other people?
you know, actors stuff. You know,
actors and things. We want to discuss global films. And actually, I think a good person to bring on to next week would be my housemate Raffi, because she does a whole module on global film.
Very handy. We'll definitely get her on.
She's been on before in the first couple of stages. To be fair, this show hasn't been a good detriment of how well we've progressed in terms of radio. but the second show that Raffi was on was pretty patchy.
Pretty patchy. Yeah. Well, you know, that was in our early days.
Yeah.
So yeah, we're talking about sort of global international films, the Oscars, obviously.
Who wore what? Who got with who? The gossip.
Because we will not have been there.
Elton John's party. Exactly. I've got a friend going, so maybe I can get the gossip from her.
That would be so good.
Yeah,
let's
well, her
do
mom's,
that.
Her mom's, actually, it's her mum's being nominated for the makeup, and she won the BAFTA. So fingers crossed, she did all the makeup for Grand Budapest Hotel.
Oh, cool. Oh yeah, they won that.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's it. We'll hopefully have a guest on, Raffi, and maybe some other guests. Who knows? And you've been listening
Pippa.
To yeah, thanks Pip for coming.
No worries.
You've been listening to Anything to Declare, and yeah, tune in next week. Just enough.